We're going to go straight into that breaking story we heard in the bulletin there. You've heard from Fran McNulty from Beirut saying that 30 Irish soldiers are trapped in an outpost close to the Israel-Lebanon border. They're there for several days now. They are well supplied and are in communication with Camp Shamrock, but an Israeli Defence Force platoon is set up at the outpost, as you've been hearing, and has been firing at Hezbollah targets from there. A UNIFIL spokesperson has described the situation as tense, but they are going to leave troops in place in Lebanon. Minister Neil Richmond, was the government aware of this situation about the 30 members of the Defence Forces trapped at the outpost? What do we know about it?
Of course the government are aware of it. And can I just, before I start, Colm, I'm aware that there will be family members of these soldiers listening in, and I want to reassure them that the government is in constant contact, and all of us, regardless of political party or none, our first priority is to make sure our serving troops abroad are safe. There's over 300 Irish soldiers in the region, 30 of them at this outpost. It is UNIFIL who will make the direct order, the direct command. This isn't a safe place. So leaving that outpost to go back to Camp Shamrock would be a treacherous trip that would put them at extreme risk. And the order is quite clear from military commanders from the UNIFIL force to stay in place. They are, as you say, well supplied in terms of food, in terms of water, in terms of communications. They're in the safest place possible at this stage. Israel are in constant communication with UNIFIL. The Taoiseach and the Taoiseach are in constant communication with our chief of staff, and our priority is absolutely making sure our troops are safe on the ground in what is an extremely treacherous situation across the region, be it southern Lebanon, northern Israel, or down into the harrowing scenes that we're seeing in Gaza. This is further proof why we need this conflict to de-escalate, why we need people to pull back. There are, as you know, 24 Irish citizens were flown out of Lebanon yesterday. There are still 150 remaining in. They want to stay in place, and that's their prerogative as well. But it's in nobody's interest for this conflict to go on another day. It, as you rightly said, has been a bloody 12 months.
The troops that are there, the peacekeepers, I mean, it's not just their job to enforce the mandate. Part of their task is to report on movements in the area back to the UN on breaches of the mandate as to who is operating in the zone, their area of operation in South Lebanon. But that report that has come out of the Israeli Defence Forces asking UNIFIL to withdraw troops from the area, what assurances has Ireland sought from both Israel and the UN that a request to withdraw is not simply a warning and after the fact might be used as, well, we told them to get out, they knew they were in danger?
Yeah, something like that doesn't count in the rules of war. You can't simply say, issue someone to move on. This is a UN mandated peacekeeping missions. We have had peacekeepers in this region for decades under extremely tense situations that we've been before. They have done the state a distinguished service and continue to do so. This is a UNIFIL mission. The decisions are made by UNIFIL. It is a UN mandated one. They will engage with the Israeli government as is possible, as they engage with the Lebanese government. And indeed, the Taoiseach spoke to the Prime Minister of Lebanon just this week to outline our concerns in the region, both in terms of Irish citizens.
Are there any bilateral channels to communicate to the Israelis? The Israeli ambassador is no longer in Dublin, obviously that's of their own choice, but in terms of Ireland's diplomatic representation in Tel Aviv, or even bilaterally by phone from Dublin to Tel Aviv, is that being done at the moment to express concerns over the situation of the troops?
Well, I think it's important to state that this is a UNIFIL mission, so it's not just Irish troops. There's Italian troops, there's French troops, and as is protocol when dealing with UN-mandated missions, it is led by the UN, it is led by the UNIFIL. That is the forceful, appropriate legal channel to go through.
Okay, and just the mention of 22 citizens have been evacuated so far. We've been dependent on the Canadians and the Dutch to get them out. I mean, 3 years on from the evacuation of Afghanistan, do we not have the capability to evacuate our own people? And if any of those other people changed their minds and decided to leave, would we not have the capabilities in place? Should we not have the capabilities in place to evacuate them?
Well, it was 24 citizens evacuated this week, and they were done, again, with cooperation with the Dutch and others, because that was the quickest way to do it. They were the 24 people who wanted to leave. The other 150 didn't want to leave. But if they do choose to leave, we do have the ability to get them out of Lebanon as quickly as possible.
Our own ability.
With partners. Well, it's a cooperation. No, I fundamentally agree with you. Absolutely, we should have the resources to do it. This is something that is actively being secured to make sure we get it. But a lot of people discuss quite quickly, oh, we just need to go out and buy a plane. You can't just go out and buy a plane, a military style plane like this. It does take time in terms of not just procurement, but there is a global shortage on aviation post-COVID. We know that there's a backlog for any airline in the air, never mind military aircraft trying to procure them. But absolutely, most importantly, those that wanted to get out are out. They are safe. We have seen the Irish government's ability to get Irish citizens out of Gaza over these past number of months through that level of diplomacy and international cooperation, and that will continue. And every Irish citizen that is in Lebanon that wants to leave will be assisted by the Irish government to get out as quickly as possible.
All right. Jennifer Whitmore, your own reaction, I suppose, to the predicament of the troops there and then the capabilities that Ireland should have in place, in your belief, to get people out should they decide to leave?
Yeah, look, obviously it's very concerning, and I would imagine the family and friends of those soldiers are incredibly worried about, you know, what could happen to them. And I think it's really important, actually, that there's, you know, clear communications and contact from government with the friends and families who are involved here as well, because they'll need to know what's happening to their loved ones and what, you know, what the plan is. I think it is important that we do as a state have those resources, you know, that we are able to manage our own citizens and be of assistance when needed to. But I can see in these instances where close cooperation with other countries is also really important, and it is good to see that it you know, those citizens were removed very quickly this week. So that is positive. But I think, you know, in relation to what's happening there, I think this is just another, and I know we will be talking about it later as well, but it's just another example of Israel really operating and acting with impunity. You know, we've seen 104 healthcare workers have been killed in Lebanon, 45 health facilities have been attacked. You know, so I think there needs to be international pressure brought on Israel to end this genocide in Gaza, but also what's happening in Lebanon. And we need to start taking trade sanctions very seriously within this country, which we haven't to date. We've sort of relied on our position within the EU and said that it needs to be an EU taking that position.
We will, as you say, have a look at some of that later on. But Thomas Pringle, as to Ireland's capabilities for evacuating its own citizens, whatever about flying a plane in, I suppose if they needed to stray from the airport and evacuate them securely, they'd probably need more personnel than is currently allowed for under the triple lock. In situations such as these, could you see the case for making an exception to that in order to make citizens safe, get them to an airport and get them out on an Irish aircraft?
I don't know really if that would be necessary in terms of the triple lock and that there, and that certainly isn't the reason why the government is looking to remove the triple lock either. And you know, so I don't really know whether the instance in relation to that. In terms of removing citizens, I know we have, I think a tender has been thought at the moment for the flight airplane to actually remove citizens from areas, and that would be done in cooperation with other countries as well too. If we had the capabilities, we would be cooperating with other countries and providing an emergency rescue for other country citizens. So I think it's right that we should be benefiting from countries there as well. So that's the way it should be. And in terms of the soldiers that are trapped by the Israelis at the minute, I think it's very worrying for the families, and the thoughts would go out to those families in relation to the soldiers there. You know, but you'd have to ask as well too. Like, I mean, the IDF make much of the fact that Hezbollah and Hamas use civilian cover for their actions, and it seems to me that the IDF are using their cover of the United Nations for what they're doing, because I mean ultimately the IDF soldiers could leave Camp Shamra, could leave that outpost and actually go away from there, and that would lessen the risk to those soldiers straight away, and right, it's within their means to do that.